Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Wheaton, restaurateur Eric Schlickman joins us now. Your hometown is Wheaton, and that's where Eric hangs his many hats. Hi, Eric. You're on WGN.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you just fine. In fact,
all right,
we have
great.
302 Shane's Deli, Suburban and Maypole. Do I have that right?
Yes, correct.
Eric, are you there?
I am here. I'm actually in Italy. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, but barely.
All right.
You're in Italy. What are you doing?
Oh, no.
What are you doing in Italy, Eric?
My wife and I are on a family trip, so I am. It is just sunset in Tuscany.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds lovely. Well, what time is it there then?
It is just 8:50 here.
Okay, well, I'll let you get back to your, I'm imagining a crisp white wine. And
yeah, pretty and much.
So just give me the highlights. How long have you been in the restaurant business in Wheaton?
Yes, I started in 2018. I grew up in Wheaton. I would say I'll probably die in Wheaton. But as an architect, I actually worked for the architecture firm that was the architect of record for Soldier Field, the new Soldier Field. And then I sold office furniture for Herman Miller Dealer. And then somehow ended up as an entrepreneur in my home. So I bought Shane's Deli back in 2018 with a few local friends. Shane's was closing. The dream was to open a burger restaurant. That was 302. So one thing led to another, and now I multiple restaurants. I love the hospitality industry, and I'm very passionate about our community in Wheaton. So those two things kind of go very well together in my world, and it's been a lot of fun.
How's business post-pandemic? Are people back out? Is it bustling? Have you been able to staff?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Wheaton actually kind of exploded in a good way after COVID. The tents that we have on Hale Street, my restaurants aren't on Hale Street along the tents, but I think the mayor talked about that earlier today. But Wheaton was very creative and really focused a lot on restaurants and the businesses within downtown Wheaton. And so it was an exhausting time as a restaurateur. We had just been open for 6 months, and then COVID hit. I wasn't going to do reservations. I wasn't going to do takeout, online ordering. And because of COVID and 302, 302 is a kind of a family-friendly burger shop. We did all of those things. We had to start taking reservations once people returned. We turned on online ordering. 302 is really meant for people to kind of gather in the community. We've got a very large outdoor patio, yeah, which kind of worked in our favor during COVID. But I would say that Wheaton, since COVID, has only grown. It's been really cool to see a lot of new restaurants and a lot of new retailers coming in to downtown Wheaton.
Okay, let me just wrap it up with this, and then I'll let you go. So you described 302.
Yeah.
What's Shane's Deli like?
Yeah, so Shane's has been around forever. It used to be an old Cock Robin. So it's still an old burger joint. So it's just a classic deli. 302 South is very similar. It's down in Town Square, South Wheaton. Then the two new restaurants, Suburban and Maypole. Those are really kind of exciting. Maypole is a Filipino-American comfort food restaurant. Mm. The chef is first generation Filipino. And then below, this is in the old Emmett's or the Bank restaurant on Front Street. Below is a kind of a semi-private speakeasy. Wheaton was dry,
yeah,
up until 1986, and so to have a cocktail club downstairs is kind of unique for Wheaton. I got one more thing I'm going to be launching soon, hopefully this year, as a pizza concept, pizza sports bar and space, also on Street, and that's just a little further down the road, so that's coming soon.
You have described yourself as a serial entrepreneur, and I get it.
Yes.
Eric, we're out of time. Enjoy your trip, and let's visit in person when you get back.
Would love to. Thanks, John.
Eric Schlickman.